Anti-Trumpers look to blacklist Trump's election lawyers, make them famous. By Joshua Klein on November 10, 2020. Law firms representing President Donald Trump in election lawsuits are under relentless assault by the Twitter blue-check leftist mob as well as other various anti-Trump personalities and groups which have threatened to blacklist and tarnish the reputation of both the firms as well as their employees and clients. With the Trump team planning fresh legal challenges in Georgia, Arizona, and Pennsylvania, and with campaign staff being redeployed to these areas, the election battle appears far from over. Jones Day, one of the country's largest law firms, is the most prominent firm representing President Trump and the Republican Party as they prepare to wage a legal war challenging the election outcome. As a result, the litigation powerhouse has received a slew of threats in recent days. Chicago Tribune columnist Rex Hupp called for the firm to be dragged through the mud. Firms like Jones Day and any others representing Trump in these outlandish election lawsuits should be dragged through the mud, his tweet read. Their other clients should know how Americans feel about firms willing to undermine our democracy. The PR shitstorm this stirs up should be blinding. Former Clinton press secretary and CNN political analyst Joe Lockhart called on those represented by Jones Day to let them know how you feel about all this. The Lincoln Project, a never-Trump political action committee, PAC, is set to launch a massive digital campaign hammering law firms representing the Trump campaign and targeting clients as well. In a highly provocative move, the PAC, which has nearly 3 million Twitter followers, began publicizing images and contact information of individual attorneys in a recently deleted tweet, encouraging others to make them famous followed by a skull and crossbones flag. Snapshot of tweet, censored. Lincoln Project co-founder and prominent never-Trumper Rick Wilson endorsed a tweet that read, "Every one of the lawyers who Trump uses in an effort to suppress the vote should be exposed. Their firms should be held accountable. Corporate clients should be asked why they are working with lawyers who are trying to derail democracy. Hold them responsible." Mark Elias, the current lead Democrat lawyer who pushed vote by mail this past election and was behind the 2016 Russia dossier, demanded lawyers show some courage lest they be deemed complicit in undermining democracy. MSNBC contributor Anand Giridharadas put it even more bluntly. "It's high time for anyone who works at Jones Day to condemn and combat your own firm's assistance to Donald Trump's election theft, or to resign," he wrote. So, what side of history does Jones Day choose to join? Asked feminist activist Kathy Savitt. "Take note. Never forget," wrote Democratic strategist and journalist Tom Watson, adding, "Please make note of their corporate clients and contact those companies about this anti-American effort." In a warning to companies working with the firms, some expressed less than subtle threats. Why is Jones Day aiding and abetting the Trump administration's attempt to delegitimize our democracy? Wrote executive producer Warren Late. What do Jones Day clients like at CBS, at SiriusXM, at Sony and at Google think about this? "Anybody who continues to work at Jones Day should be utterly ashamed," wrote Slate correspondent Jordan Weissman. "You're implicated." The firm's work for President Trump has also resulted in Jones Day hands off our ballots mural painted on the street outside its San Francisco offices late last week. In recent days, two Jones Day lawyers said they had faced heckling from friends and others on social media about working at a firm that is supporting the president's efforts. In addition, a boycott page as well as a unique hashtag, hashtag boycott Jones Day, were created to garner public support for blacklisting the firm. Jones Day, one of Trump's most steadfast legal advisors, was relied upon heavily by President Trump for his 2016 campaign, with Jones Day partner Don McGahn appointed as his top lawyer in the White House on his inauguration. McGahn in turn brought a string of Jones Day partners and lawyers into the administration. In Pennsylvania, Ronald Hicks, a partner in the Pittsburgh office of the Ohio-based Porter Wright law firm and co-chair of the firm's election law practice, is leading the Trump campaign's legal charge. Along with Jones Day, the firm has also received its share of threats. Vice President of Product and Growth at Dropbox, Adam Nash, warned that the firms should be worried as their names will be tarnished for a decade or more. Left-wing writer Kurt Eichenwald stated that, Porter writes, willingness to undermine black suffrage should haunt them forever and deservedly destroy their reputation. In another tweet, Eichenwald demanded that every lawyer who attacks our democracy should pay a steep price for it, for we defend our democracy by shaming those who undermine it. He also predicts that either angry millions will rage at them for decades or angry mobs head to their offices first. Failed presidential candidate and Never Trump activist Evan McMullen called for every American to know the law firms which undermine American democracy, while calling for patriotic employees at the firms to resign if their firms continue this shameful work. Journalist Chris Gaidner stated that he was glad to see the growing ignominy that at Jones Day and at Porter Wright are facing and should face if they continue to aid Trump in his efforts to debase our democracy. I don't know how anyone can in good conscience do business with these firms, wrote progressive journalist Josh Marshall. They deserve scorn for their actions, wrote economist David Rothschild. The Jones Day firm has already filed several lawsuits challenging the election in Pennsylvania. And on Monday evening, lawyers at Porter Wright filed a suit in federal court in Pennsylvania against the PA Secretary of State and a number of county election boards alleging irregularities in statewide voting. This is just the latest in a growing call from Democrats, media, and establishment left to criminalize and blacklist Trump supporters while seeking to ruin people personally. As Breitbart News reported, recrimination against Trump supporters has been voiced notably by a far-left Slate editorial demanding presidential adviser Stephen Miller be imprisoned, by Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, DNY, calling for recriminations against White House officials as well as all Trump supporters, and Washington Post staffers calling for anyone associated with the Trump administration to be blacklisted from holding a job and ostracized from polite society. Any Republican now promoting rejection of an election or calling to not to follow the will of voters or making baseless allegations of fraud should never serve in office. Join a corporate board, find a faculty position, or be accepted into polite society, Post columnist Jennifer Rubin tweeted, adding, "We have a list." President Trump has refused to concede and has received much support from within the party. In addition, Attorney General William Barr issued a memo on Monday wherein he authorized the Justice Department, DOJ, to investigate election voting irregularities. I think there is a very legitimate question being asked now by the American people and by Pennsylvanians as to what happened and how did this happen, U.S. Representative Mike Kelly, RPA, said in an interview Monday. Follow Joshua Klein on Twitter at Joshua Klein.